again. She said I would not understand. She left a note and said I'm sorry, I had a bad day.
Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. I'm host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, which you can hear Monday through Friday across the Civic Media Radio Network. I broadcast to you from 5:40 a.m. across southeastern Wisconsin. That's WAUK. But do not worry if you're not in southeastern Wisconsin. Your local Civic Media Talk Radio affiliate has got this show. And if you are outside of that network area, you can always download the Civic Media app or watch us on my Facebook page at Maggie Dawn Show, or on Civic Media's YouTube page. Hello to everybody that's watching and listening on one of those platforms. I got a great guest co-host with me today. His name is Tom Paulswitz. He is himself a Navy veteran, just like President Carter, whom we're memorializing today, with our special guest in the studios with me, Joe Czarnecki, a former county board supervisor, county clerk, state rep, and state senator, who worked and met with the president and his wife many times over the course of your life. Tom, I'm going to kick it to you, especially as a Navy veteran. What questions do you have for Joe this afternoon?
Yeah, so far, Joe, great stories. I mean, it's really interesting to see on the inside from somebody that you can only usually see on the outside. One of the things I've been thinking about, though, is, you know, as we've gone through this memorial of President Carter is, you know, he had such a great character. He was a kind person. He cared about people. And one of the things I saw was his election, because I was in high school when he was elected. His election was almost a rebuttal to what had happened in the Nixon administration. And people really wanted character again. People really cared about the person and wanted somebody who was honest and had integrity. And somehow the Republicans were able to, portray him as weak, which to me was, you know, all the great things that he did and all the things that he was able to accomplish. But the Republicans had really made out to make Reagan look so strong, and therefore in comparison, President Carter look weak. Were you able to have a conversation with him about that, how he felt about that, and what really happened in that 1980 election?
Well, a lot of things happened in 1980 that were not, you know, pleasant. First of all, we had the Iran hostage crisis,
yes,
which was something that I think caused his defeat. The other thing I think was the challenge from Ted Kennedy in the primary.
Yes.
Those two things I think were things that probably doomed his 1980 reelection bid. I think he probably could have survived one or the other, but I think the combination was something that really doomed his campaign at that point. I mean, I worked on the 1980 campaign as well. I was a Carter delegate to the 1980 Democratic National Convention, and it was a very spirited, very difficult convention. You had the Carter and the Kennedy
factions.
Yeah. They were obviously against each other, and some of us were friends, and so it was a very difficult election for a lot of us. In fact, for me, I remember the 1980 November election was bittersweet, because that was the year I was first elected to the Wisconsin Assembly in that November election, and Jimmy Carter lost, and Gaylord Nelson, our great senator, also lost that election in 1980.
Yes.
So I remember that November night as being a very bittersweet night.
I do see some bizarre echoes to our current moment in a way.
Yes.
Maybe not bizarre, but just echoes. Of course, the distinction is Carter was a relatively young man, whereas Joe Biden took the Oval Office much, much, much older. Do you see those same echoes, Joe? Where are you at, especially, you know, watching the funeral this morning, right? And his grandson was the first eulogizer of the president, the former president. And one of the first things he said was that the thing that plagued President Carter most of all, in addition to all of his work on the environment, on housing, on disease eradication, the national parks, it goes on and on, was that for the last 20 years, he was most fundamentally disturbed and concerned about the chasm between the haves and the have-nots, the ultra-wealthy and working people. Where are you at in this moment as we memorialize the life of President Jimmy Carter and are about to welcome into the Oval Office again Donald Trump?
Well, I just hope that President-elect Trump and some of his supporters were listening this morning to some of those speeches. I think that perhaps some of the eulogizers were speaking to them. Mm. Maybe not, but if they were listening to what President Biden said about character, if they were listening to, you know, what Jimmy Carter stood for, honesty up front. I mean, again, I remember that from his speech. I'll never tell a lie. I'll never be a betray a trust. I'll never make a misleading statement. Those were his President Carter's statements. And he said that in his campaign speech many times. And he said, if I ever do any of those things, don't support me. And he never did any of those things. He was always honest and upfront. And I think that that was one of the things that might have been harmful to his political career.
Truth-telling in politics comes with a set of risks.
Well, yeah, and, yes. You know, you should always tell the truth. And you know, I think most politicians decorate the truth from time to time.
Ooh, I like that expression. I'm right. Decorate the truth. Joe Czarnecki on that January 9th. I'm using that.
Yes. Yeah. And, again, I don't think Jimmy Carter ever did that. And I think it was to his detriment politically many, many times. But I think overall, I think people are now seeing him for the great person he was. Maybe he wasn't the world's greatest politician, but he was a wonderful person.
And I think that is indisputable, regardless of what you think about his presidency. The man was a man of great character who cared deeply for his fellow humans. Tom, I'll give you the last question this afternoon.
Well, I think, you know, overall, if you could sum up what Jimmy Carter meant to you, what would you say?
Well, he was an inspiration to me. And again, one of the reasons I decided to run for elective office. And if you look at my early campaign literature, you'll see it's all green and white, just like Jimmy Carter's. I copied that.
Awesome.
He was a Navy veteran. My father was a Navy veteran in World War II. So there were a lot of things about him personally that inspired me to become involved in politics. And I'm just grateful to have the chance to have known him on a very small basis. We weren't close personal friends, but I got to meet him many, many times over the years. And it was a wonderful experience.
Folks, that's Joe Czarnecki, the special guest of my guest host and I today, Tom Paulswitz, here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Joe, of course, a life of service to the public, which I thank you for. It was a pleasure to serve with you for the citizens and residents of Milwaukee County. Thanks so much, Joe. When we come back, Tom and I talk more about President Carter's legacy and what it means to